get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Takes my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh, oh, oh. It's only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangements, makes my body go so crazy. I tap my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide for life. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Takes my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh, oh, oh. It's only good music.
Hello, hello, and good morning. Good morning. Oh, my gosh, you all know that I don't know which time zone I am in, but good evening here on the East Coast in the United States. It is 9:02 p.m. here. Hello to all of our friends over on the left coast, the West Coast, where it's approximately 6:02 p.m. there. Hello, wherever you are in the world. Sister Tina Hobson and I want to welcome you to our Friday night faith and praise service. We are so glad that you are with us this evening. Sister Tina, good evening, good evening, and welcome back. How was your trip?
Well, good evening, Sister Maria. Thank you. I'm glad to be back. I went through some slight withdrawal last week. I was in Chicago and wasn't able to make it, and I got kind of discombobulated with all of my shows and stuff last week. I was calling in on days when there wasn't no show. I'm forgetting the days that it was. So I'm praying that God just allows my schedule to stay on track so I don't get confused anymore. But I'm glad to be back.
Oh, I am so glad that you had a prosperous trip and you came back safely and soundly. God is good, and you have a lot of great things happening for you now. So for all of our listeners, once again, if you have that testimony, give us a call. Welcome to all of our callers and the call query. And if you cannot get into the chat room, I had major issues trying to get the chat room to open for myself. And if you're having problems, send me a message, especially if you're on Facebook, because the weirdest thing, I usually run several different units to hear the show. And there's, for some reason, there is a delay in the main playback. But I'm listening from another source, and it would appear that as long as I'm not listening from the main headset, I am in real time. So whatever I say, I have to be mindful because it is real time. But amen. We are here today.
Amen.
Welcome to everyone, everyone. And as always, Sister Tina, if you'd like to open up in a prayer, feel free, my sister, because people are coming on. Hello, everyone. As always, before we get into our opening prayer, if you have a testimony, you need a prayer, or you just need that listening ear, you just press the number 1 on your phone, and that'll let us know that you would like to be on air. For those of you who want to remain anonymous, you do not have to give your name. But if you need us, we are here. So feel free to press that number one, and we'll bring you on air this evening.
Okay, let's open up with a open heart and a open spirit, open to everything that this show has for us tonight. This is a show of praise, worship, praise reports, healing, open discussion. This show is for you. And I'm going to ask right now, Father God, letting you know that we come to you today thanking you for allowing us just to see another day, a day that we've never seen before and a day that we will never see again. Thank you for allowing us to take advantage of what you've given to us today. You have provided for us our daily bread, taking us into a wonderful, glorious, sunshiny weekend. Father God, we thank you for your will. We thank you for your way and for honoring us with your presence as we gather together tonight in your holy name. Holy Spirit, right now, we welcome you into this place. We welcome you in to provide us with what we need to guide us and to lead us, to order our steps, that this show will be one that will magnify you. Lord God, Elohim, you're our creator, and we praise and we worship you just for being who you are. Father God, you're the creator of all things perfect and good. Father God, we thank you for creating us in your image, and we as women, especially, we love that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we thank you. We thank you with all our hearts and with all our spirits. El Shaddai, you are our all-sufficient one, and we bless you tonight for being just who you are and giving us what we need in all things. We thank you for not putting on us more than we can bear. We thank you that you have lightened the burdens of the brokenhearted. And I say you have lightened because you know us. You knew us before we were born. You knew us before we were conceived in our mother's womb. So we know that you already know. So we're thanking you in advance for what you're already doing and what you're going to do in our lives, Father God. And Jehovah Jireh, you just provide. You just provide for us. We bow before you knowing that your words, your promises, those golden tidbits, nuggets, truths that are in your Bible tell us that you will never leave us or forsake us. We know that you sent your son to give us more than we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Again, we're thanking you in advance for all that you are and all that you do. And Jesus, as we're nearing Resurrection Sunday, the day that you got up so we could get up, and on that, while you were on that old rugged cross, and one of the last words that you spoke was, "It is finished." And it brings tears and it brings chills to my body when I think about all that you went through for me, for us. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And I believe that when you said that it was finished, it was just our beginning, a beginning of a new, forgiven, and sanctified lives. And I stand on your word that by your stripes, we are healed. We are healed from all hurt, pain, burdens, misery, all the fiery darts that are being thrown at us, Lord God. We're already conquerors. We're victors. We are not victims anymore. We are victors in Christ Jesus. And Lord, as I close this prayer, I close this petition, I just give you all the honor and all the praise. We lift you up so that all men may be drawn into thee. Lord God, we magnify, we edify, and we glorify your holy name. We ask that you touch the heart of every single person on this call tonight, Lord God. We ask that you redeem us from every form of bankruptcy, spiritual bankruptcy, mental bankruptcy, emotional bankruptcy, financial bankruptcy, and physical bankruptcy, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you in advance again for all the answered prayers. Right now, we lift you up, we praise you, and we give you all the glory and the honor. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. I want to welcome all of the callers coming into the call query. For those of you who are on the Facebook page, the chat room appears to be open. I'm not too sure of its functionality. No one is coming to the chat room yet, which is unusual. So I'm not too sure if it's working fully, and I keep getting messages from Blog Talk that I'm not actually connected to this show. But if you hear me, obviously I'm connected. So Blog Talk is having some issues tonight. But welcome, welcome to everyone. I do see you in the call query. As I said, feel free to press the number one on your phone to join Sister Tina and myself here on our Friday Night Faith and Praise. This is not about Sister Tina and myself. This is about all of us. This is our end of the work week praise and worship service to help us start off our weekend on a positive note, for us to encourage one another, to uplift, to inspire and motivate. And I'll tell you, Sister Tina, it's been an interesting week for some of you. I don't know if you've heard the news. There's a young lady by the name of Corinne Washington. She was the founder of For Brown Girls and the Dark Skin Red Lip Project. Young lady of a darker hue, just like me, and quite a few of us. And she gave those of us of the darker hue hope. She motivated us to learn how to love ourselves. Well, a few days ago, I understand that, you know, so many times we look at our icons and our leaders, and no one ever thinks to ask them or ask us how we're feeling. Well, they say that she lost her battle with depression, and she took her own life. It's not for us to judge. I just hope that God and she comes to an agreement, and she makes peace. And some people may argue suicide is this and that, but I tell you, Sister Tina, years ago, I was diagnosed with clinical depression, and you probably know what that is, Sister Tina, and anyone in that psychological world would know. And at some point, I was in the early stages of dissociative disorder, meaning basically I would go through a whole day, and when I would come back to reality or who I was, it could be the next evening, and I'd lost that whole span of time. And in a few weeks, we'll have on one of our sisters who is a keynote speaker for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, Casey Jones. Because of the traumas that she had gone through, she developed several brand new and distinct personalities. I was never diagnosed as fully developing another personality, but I was in the stages of developing my protector, as they call them, the person who keeps me safe from everything that was happening around me. And I had clinical depression. I was on a pill called Wellbutrin to help me get back on track. But I tell you, it's a struggle. And so many people don't understand the struggles that those of us who are considered the icons go through. It's a struggle when we listen to the heartache and pain every single day, day in and day out. It's a struggle when we have our own demons to deal with. And there are times when we do feel very alone. But we're here taking care of everyone else. So every now and then, ask someone how they're feeling. Are they okay? And just listen to what they have to say. Don't judge. Don't give them advice that they don't ask for. Sometimes we just need to know that somebody cares about us too. So with that said, you know, I'll just say a prayer for the sister, and may her soul rest in peace wherever she is. And that brings me to another point. And I told you earlier, Sister Tina, that one of tonight's inspirations for me comes from Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. You know, so many of us are going through so many things. We have so many. We have daggers coming at our front and bullets at our back. Sometimes we get overwhelmed. Sometimes we want to give up. So many people are getting their blessings one after the other. And I have to keep the faith that my day is coming as well. My breakthrough is going to come as well. I love being here with you all every single week. I love being that beacon of light for so many people. But my life, my personal life, I'm waiting on the Lord to give me my breakthrough. And there are days when I'm tired and I'm weary. But for the grace of God, I have yet to give up. And Romans 12:11-12, do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. But most of all, be constant in prayer. If you don't take anything away tonight, remember that. Be constant in prayer. Be patient in tribulation. Rejoice in hope. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Anyone who doesn't believe that there's a higher power at play here, that's a show for another day, probably another type of show and person who can really help you with that. There are a lot of people out there who don't believe that there is a higher power. I have to believe. I am here. Therefore, I know. I've been to the other side and was sent back because my job here is not done. So I know. Oh, what a beautiful place it is. Now, everybody won't be able to say that in the end. And some of us, Lord willing, I hope you never get to the point where you're in an accident or you have an injury or an illness where you happen to go there. Although it was beautiful and I wanted to stay, God told me that my job wasn't done here. So I walk by faith every single day. And I pray, and I know I have a lot of prayer warriors helping to keep me on that straight and narrow path. In the coming months, we'll have a lot of guests that will talk to you about depression and all of the things that tear us down, stress. Lord knows we're living in some trying times now. We need this. We need the Friday night faith and praise. We need the prayers of Sister Tina. We need the prayers of Sister Marcella, Sister Maria, all of you callers. We need your prayers. We need your support. You need ours, and we need yours. We have to work together. We're building an army of healers, an army of hope, an army of faith. Because Lord knows the devil is a liar, and he's running rampant right about now. You know, Sister Tina, I was talking to a young man that I mentor, and he's about 22 years old, and, you know, he's always said that he was, in his mind, treated as a child of a lesser God, and he decided that he wanted to go back to college. And he had visited one of the community colleges, but he said the workers were so nasty and they just made him feel like he was nothing. He took his placement exams. And when he did that, he didn't do very well in the math section. And I tried to tell him, a lot of people don't, young and old. They just don't. But in his mind, he couldn't shake the fact that people viewed him as a child of a lesser God, that he wasn't as important as they were. So I worked with him for a while, and I hope that we had a breakthrough, but we have to learn how to understand that we are precious commodities and not allow man to dictate to us our worth under any circumstance. And this young man has a lot of people, PhDs and people, who see something in him, including me, who he cannot seem to see in himself. So tonight is about holding on. You will reap what you sow. We just have to hold on, keep the faith, and keep moving forward.
And you know, you're absolutely right. We can't get tired and doing well, because in due season we will reap what we sow. And it might not be our season. It might be our children's season. It might be our children's children's season. We know that Moses, you know, got to the mountaintop. God told him, you can see it, but I'm not going to let you in. You're not going to cross over. You're not going. Okay,
right.
Because of your disobedience and other things. But he was able to leave that legacy, that inheritance to his children and his children's children and on down the line all the way to us, you know, because we are all connected.
Right.
And you know, in the story of Job, you know, God allowed the enemy to afflict Job. But in the end, because of Job's love for God, he didn't curse him and die as his wife wanted him to do. But he continued to praise God. He continued to magnify him. He continued to speak of his wondrous works for everything that he had done good for him. And he received double for his trouble. Even in old age, everything that the enemy took for him, he received that back and then some. So
yes.
In all things there, if we look for it, and so many of us don't, I posted, I believe it was yesterday, something to the effect that complaining is a habit that we're just so used to doing. It's a habit, and not to complain is something that we must learn to do. We have to find some good in every single thing, in every single day, and thank God for that, you know. We woke up, okay, when I got out of bed, one leg came out and the other leg came on the other side, you know, came right behind it. You know,
right.
I had hot water this morning. You know, I had my lights were on. And this is a person who haven't had a quote-unquote corporate job since September. You know, since September.
Mm-hmm.
But God. And I realized the day was evidence. Here goes my praise report for the day. You know, every morning I put on Facebook, something great is happening in our lives today. And it is. If you could read that post, something great has happened already. But I left this job last year and had no intentions of going back. But this week, earlier this week, the job called me, telling me that they still valued me for the work that I had done. They were under new management, and they were starting off fresh. I could come back on my own terms with my own flexibility. I went in today for what I thought was an interview, and it just turned out to be, okay, when are you coming back, meeting? And I'm like, oh,
amen.
My God, you know. And that came from, and I had been so weary when I finally gave up that job. I felt so defeated. I felt that I was in this hostile workplace environment, but I kept going until I just felt I couldn't go no more. And God told me, okay, you're going to take, I'm going to let you have a break here, okay? You need to regroup. There's other things I want you to start getting into place. But he didn't tell me he was going to have me come back there after I got some rest, you know.
Right.
I'm like, okay, you have got one heck of a sense of humor, because that was the last place I would have ever expected to go back to. No, let's have them call me and ask me to come back, because I left them. They didn't leave me. And that's the same way with God. You know, he didn't leave me ever. In all the years of active addiction, he never left me. I was the one who turned my back on him. But when my season was ready, when it was my time, he said, okay, come on back. Come on back. I'm ready to work with you some more, even though he had held me up and did everything for me. He had saved my life on many occasions. But he said, okay, you really got some work I need for you to do, and I need for you to come on back. And the simple prayer that I had prayed that night was, just God help me. On November the 1st, 1989, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was desperate, destitute, and felt just totally unnecessary. And all I could say was, God help me.
Yes.
And just that very day, every day is not a good day. Every day is not the best day, but it's better than it was before then, believe me.
Yes.
So, you know, every day if we find just one thing to thank him for, you know, on and Rhonda's on the call today, and I would really love for her to chime in, Rhonda Stacey Andrews, who also has a wonderful blog talk radio show, Speak Life, Live on Purpose. And she had a speaker on this week, Coach Terrence Leffridge, and, oh, my God, he talked about those pity parties.
Yes.
I can find myself on last Wednesday, on this Wednesday. Don't invite me to your pity party because I'm not coming. Don't look for me to host one because I just don't have the time to wallow in doubt and self-pity. My life is moving forward. You know, on Facebook you see all of these on Thursdays, Throwback Thursday. I'm not throwing back nothing because I'm moving forward.
Yes.
I don't need to throw back. I need to be catapulted in the next dimension, into that supernatural dimension that God has planned for me. So throwing back is not for me. Being invited to a pity party, save your invitation because I'm not coming. Okay, I'm just not going to do it. My path is self-esteem, to build my self-esteem, build my self-worth, build my relationship with the God who loves me so much. Yes, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. He's got things for me to do.
Exactly.
I've got businesses to run. He's given me responsibility of working again with the mentally challenged. You know, I can't be feeling sorry for myself and going to see these people, trying to lift them up and teaching them to meet their needs. If I'm feeling worse than they're feeling, I can't do it. I cannot do it. So I'm thanking Coach Terrence for his message on Wednesday. I'm thanking Rhonda for having him as her guest. And I'm just thanking God for allowing me to even be able to say thank you today, okay, to want to. Not just being able to say it, but wanting to say thank you. Thanking him for everything that he's given me, everything he's taken from me, and everything that he's left me with, and everything that he's going to give me. I just thank him. I just thank him. And that's what Friday night faith and praise is all about. You know,
yes,
we got to lift them up. We've got to lift each other up. We don't have anywhere else to go on a Friday night that's going to be productive. Okay, you're not going to find nothing productive in the club. You're not going to find nothing productive, you know, out on that dance floor. And I'm not saying we can't have fun. Yes, we can. But my purpose right now, what God has me doing, is giving my all in all to him. And I just thank God for just being able to be a part of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement, who is working to heal the hurting women in this country, in this world.
That's right.
Because we're going to have speakers from all over the world, not just local. You live in D.C. area. I'm in the Ohio area. We have Jamie is in the New Jersey area. We're global. We're global.
Yes. Yes.
And we just thank him again for the vision for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement that is doing his work. His work.
Yes.
It's not selfish. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him.
That's
and
right.
And all the hurting women and men. We're not excluding
yes.
men. We need their support. They need our support.
Yes.
You know, so
we need
here
each
for
other.
Everybody.
Support.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that's my praise report. That's my praise. I'm worshiping and I'm praising them every single day, and I'm encouraging everybody that's on this call tonight, press one. Press one.
Yeah, press
Give
one.
Us your praise reports. We want to hear from you tonight. We're here for you. You're not here just to hear us. You know, me and C. Maria, we talk everything all day. All right? We don't need to talk to each other tonight.
That's
we
right.
We need to hear from you. We need a fresh perspective because everybody
yes.
has something to give. So press that one, 646-478-4726. Dial the one to speak. And give your praise report live on the air
yes.
because he loves the praises of his people. Amen.
Yes. Amen and amen. And I tell you, a caller 2901 will be bringing you on air in a moment. You know, your words reminded me of Luke, I believe it's 18:27. But he said, what is impossible with men is possible with God. And, you know, in telling our stories, you know, we tell our stories to help someone heal. We want to connect with you and let you know that we walk that mile in so many of the shoes that you're walking in now. And we've helped to pave the road by telling our stories. We're helping to make your journey a little bit easier. We don't tell our stories for the pity. We don't tell our stories for people to feel sorry for us. We had to go through those storms in order for us to get to where we are now. And for those of you, as you said, find something positive in everything. Yes, I know people where bottom line is they're just mean, they're nasty, they're never going to change. But guess what? And you say, where's the positive in that? Well, I'm about to tell you. The positive in that is the fact that you know, first and foremost, that's not how you want to be. Secondly, sometimes we have to let some people go. And in doing so, it may wake them up to change for themselves, but sometimes we have to get rid of anything and everything negative in our lives. So that's the positive in that. It's giving you the insight and the wherewithal to know what you need to do next. It may not be easy. You may not like it, but it's what needs to be done. It needs to be done. So call a 2901. Oh, the buttons aren't working. Here we go. Call it 2901.
Good evening, ladies and blessings.
Good
Hello?
Evening. How are you?
I'm wonderful. This is Rhonda, just calling in to just say, you know, praise God. He is awesome. He is wonderful. And just being thankful to be on this call tonight, to be alive tonight, to just experience just the awesomeness of God. And Tina, you know, your story is amazing about, you know, being out of work and surviving and getting through and just experiencing God's goodness. Sometimes he will have us to lose a job, lose a place, just so that we can see his work in our lives. And so I just praise him and thank him for what he is personally doing in your life. Throughout that time that you said you've been out of work, you still have been faithful. You have been helping people and just going above and beyond what someone would do that isn't working. You know, a lot of people, as we talked about on my show Wednesday, we like to go into those pity parties, and you could have easily gone into a pity party, and maybe you did, you know, to yourself, but that still didn't stop you from going out and sharing love and hope and joy and peace with everyone else that came in your presence. So I just thank God for your life and what he, and the testimony that he has created in you. And just thanking you guys for this show tonight. I wanted to, if it's okay, I don't know how much time you have, but I just have a prayer poem that I wanted to read by Minister Keisha James.
Please, please.
Okay, and it is God's Good. Dear God, I have come to know you as a kind and compassionate God. Your word says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I know that you are the one responsible for things working together for good. I love that about you. I love that you are always moving, shifting things around in my life in order for my highest good to manifest. I invite your good into my life experience. I open myself up to receive all the good that you have in store for me. I choose today to see you as kind and compassionate, regardless of what shows up in my life. I know that the least that you can be to me is good. Thank you. Thank you, God, for being the God of good. Thank you for bringing good into my life experience. Thank you for loving me all the time and calling me according to your purpose. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, for showering your good upon me. As so it is, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and so that goes in line with what you ladies are talking about tonight. See, Maria, you said, you know, some of the things that you have gone through, and you are a wonderful testimony. And I was talking to a wonderful lady who's going to be on the show next week who is talking about sharing her story. And we talked about how important it is for us to share our story. And see, Maria, you said that it's not so that people can say, oh, poor you. It's so they can say, oh, wow,
right.
Look at the God in you. Look
That's
at the
right.
God in you. Look at the God in you. So I just thank you, ladies, for what you're doing, sharing this hope, sharing, giving people an opportunity to set time aside to praise and worship the Lord, you know, as we should. And so I just thank you all for this set apart time tonight. And I just praise and worship and thank God for both of y'all lives.
And we thank you, and I bless you and pray for you every day, Rhonda. I love you.
Love you, too.
So before you go, let everyone know about your show as well. You know, this is what it's all about. The more that we can spread the word, the farther we can reach. You know, this is just one show of many. So feel free to share your show's information as well so that our listeners will have another venue where they can find what it is that they're looking for, because maybe this is not what they need, but your show may be exactly what they need. So just feel free to share your information about your show before the show ends.
Okay, great. My name is Rhonda Stacy Andrews. Yes, I'm one of those people like C. Maria. We got three names. and my show is Speak Life Radio, and that is what it is. You know, it speaks life into the hearts, the minds, the souls, the spirits of everyone who listens to the show, the guests that come on the show, myself. And it is to encourage, to uplift, to edify, to educate, to provide resources for people
who are in life, just everybody, you know, and as I said Wednesday, it's not, you know, sometimes we may feel like, oh, everything is fine in life, and yeah, things may be fine, but it's always room to grow, as you said, Sierra. If we get to the point where we say, oh, we have arrived and that's it, then we're in big trouble. Always room to grow, always room to grow and to elevate. And it may be that you are on the call to uplift and encourage someone else with sharing your story, sharing your testimony. So that's what we do. We love on each other. We uplift each other, encourage each other, educate each other, and just help each other get through life, because it is a journey. And sometimes it's not an easy journey, but we can get through this together. And the Bible says that, God says that, as I comfort you, you are to be a comfort to others. And so I wholeheartedly stand on that.
Yes. Yes. And for those of you listening, you know, press the number one on your phone and tell us if you've had a God awesome moment, if you've been blessed in some way, if you've helped someone in some way, now is the time to share your testimony. That's what this is about. This is about sharing. This is about me listening to your story, me getting something from what you have to say. You know, so many times now, it seems like so many people sit back and they listen to the speakers and they listen to everyone. Let me tell you all something. You have a destiny. God has charged you to do something great, even if it's something as simple as telling your story, giving your testimony. Or if you have something that you've done to someone and you want to get it off of your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul, now is the time to do it without being judged. It's not our job. But I tell you, in order for us to move forward, we have to let go of everything that's holding us back. We have to let go of all of the weights. And the worst part is we have weights that are pulling us down. The problem is they're not connected at our ankles and pulling us down on their own. We're actually holding on to them with our hands. We are choosing to be weighed down. We have to make that choice. We have to decide that we're going to break every chain and be free. That's what we have to do. Call a 9174. Call a 9174. Welcome
amen.
To Friday Night Faith and Praise. Amen and amen. Hello, call a 9174.
Hello, C. Maria. Hello, Tina. Hello, everyone that's out there in the queue. How are you?
Hey.
Is Arlene Stan here?
Welcome, Sister Arlene.
I was wondering where you've been.
I was on cook duty. I was on cook duty tonight. So I broke away. I'm free for a moment, and I just was listening to what was being said, and I thought about, thank you all so much, first of all, for how you shared and you opened your hearts and you allowed us to see just what the Lord is speaking to you and through you. And I thought about to where the Lord says to us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And when we don't hear, we're deceiving ourselves. So I thought about when you just said, see, Maria, about us sitting back and, you know, you all are talking and excuse me for that, and people are just listening in, but we do have a story to tell, each and every one of us. It's like you said, Sister Tina, just the fact that we woke up this morning, and it's just like you said, if we did read anything that you sent out via Facebook or anything, if we were able to read that, we know we were blessed because we are amongst the land of the living. So
amen.
I am so thankful for you all sharing your hearts with this topic and just allowing people to see that they too have a voice and inviting them to open up and share just what the Lord has done for them. And just by our being here, we know he's done great things. Here
great.
In Maryland, yes, and here in Maryland, we had a nice sunny day today. And if we didn't think of anything else, we could think of, look at what he did for us. He gave us his son. There were so many days that we were complaining about the snow and the ice and the cold, but this day he gave us the sun, and it made me think about not only the S-U-N, but the S-O-N.
Yes.
For us on this call, he gave us his son. It's like you said, Sister Tina, he didn't have to go to that cross. He could have chosen not to. You know, remember, he even said, if there be any other way. So he said it to the Father. He was like, okay, Father, is there any other way? But then he said, okay, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So like you said, Christina, as we go forward, knowing we're going towards the holiday season, towards the Easter, the resurrection, everything that we're moving towards now in this month, we're to be thankful for what he did for us, because he could have chosen. They sing that song. He could have chosen to come down from that cross, but he didn't.
He could have.
But he made that decision. What did he do, Sister Tina? He decided to do what?
He put his head down. It is finished. I commit my spirit to you, Lord. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, he just did it all. He paid it all. And then he got up so we could get up. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
And you know,
Sister
Arlene, when I was young, I used to say, I'd have all these questions about everything because I'm just an inquisitive person. I said, you know, as a child, and I was young, this was way back because I was in the days when my great-grandmother was still in the land of the living. I used to say, you know what? It says, it is finished, and Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Bottom line is, and I used to say, well, Grandma, but they did know what they were doing, and he still died for them with full knowledge that they knew exactly what they were doing. You know, this is the mind of a child, and that has been with me my entire life. You know, some people are not in their right frame of mind, and they don't know what they're doing, but a lot of them do. A lot of them do. And, you know, every time people hear us speak, and we talk about our heartache and our pain and the pain that we have caused, or about the people who caused us harm and pain, we have to walk the talk. And not only that, we have to live in God's light. So the bottom line is, we have to ask for forgiveness, but we also have to forgive.
Amen.
So our stories, within our stories, there's stories within the story. So it's all about thinking about, he died on the cross for us. Oh, yeah, they knew exactly what they were doing. And I don't understand that. And, you know, depending on who I ask, or who I've asked over the years, I can get a different response as to exactly what God meant by that, because he had to have known. They knew exactly what they were doing. But he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as a child, I just remember that. I understand more now than ever before, but as a child, I never understood why people could be so mean and so nasty and so surly. And then this man, he was on that cross, bleeding and injured and everything and in pain. And he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. And we have to understand that as worldly beings, we have to learn how to take it to the king and leave it there. We have to learn that forgiveness. We have to learn how to move on. That doesn't mean that we didn't go through it. We've been through all the fires that we speak about. But we have to decide, are we going to stay silent about it, sit back and wait for someone else to fight our battles, wait for everyone to feel sorry for us? Or are we going to walk in his light? Are we going to mimic what the great I am has already done for us? We make that choice. God gave us something called good sense and free will. So we make that choice to sit in silence, to wait for someone else to fight our battles, or to put on our armor and shield and stand tall in our faith and our beliefs. So it's about Sister Tina telling her story, Sister Arlene sharing her, Sister Rhonda telling her testimony. And Lord knows, this is still, I'm still blossoming in all of this. This will be my first year that I'm sharing the story of my childhood because I've kept silent for 50 years. I've allowed my family members to attack me behind my back, in front of my face, and try to fix me without even realizing maybe I wasn't the one who was broken. You know, there comes a time when we know that it's time for us to stand up. So this is the first year for me that I'll be sharing all of my story during the Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement that's coming. Sister Arlene Spann, you'll hear her story. Sister Tina, you'll be hearing so many of our stories. We're coming together. This is the year of change, ladies and gentlemen. This is the year for you to decide that you're going to let go of everything that's been holding you back. Stop moving forward with your head turned around backwards. There's nothing there but all of the heartache and pain that's holding you back. You can move 20 steps forward, and your ghost of your past will pull you 66 steps backwards. This is the year for us to stop. This is the year for us to take back our lives, to start loving ourselves like God loved us.
Amen.
That's what this is about. We are here every single week. Sister Arlene sent me a message. She said she was cooking for her son, but she would be here. We support one another. What day was it, Sister Tina? Sister Arlene was on a radio talk show. I'm at work.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be working, and I'm over here. I got to support my sister. What? She's on, let me get on here. And we support one another. Yeah. We've lost sight of all of this. People can blame it on the economy. I lost everything. I had faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. Don't tell me about losing everything when I used to live in a $1 million home. Don't tell me about losing everything, and especially don't tell me that I don't understand, because guess what I do? I do. I know what it's like to have the fancy car and a driver, and I know what it's like to wonder if my hoopty is going to last another day. Been there, done that. But guess what? I know that God has me. And I'm happier now than I've ever been before. When I had all the money in the world and I woke up every day and just looked outside and said, all my bills are paid. I don't have a care in the world. But I didn't trust anybody because I knew that there would always be some woman out there, some man out there trying to get what I worked my life for to create. And God knew that I had to be knocked down several notches in order for me to be rebuilt for the destiny that he had planned for me. I wouldn't trade any of this for the world. I get my greatest joy sitting here, sharing my story in hopes that it will help just one person. And if it helps more, wonderful. God bless me with a show that's heard all over the world. God bless me with a show where I have thousands and thousands and thousands of supporters and listeners. Amen. Every day. And I know that there's room at the top for everybody. I don't care how many people come on here. If you have something positive, I'm going to support you. If I know that you're doing it for all the right reasons, I'm going to support you. so many of us think that somebody's going to surpass us. We don't want to, no, uh-uh, they might get ahead of me. Oh, no, that's not what God wants us to do. We have to come together. We have to support. We're in such a me-first society now. We've lost sense of everything, and technology didn't help. This is great. We know how to use it to bring people together. But texting and all of these other newfangled things, it's separating people. How many of you have played an old-fashioned board game lately? I host game nights where we pull out the board games. Some of you may not even know what a board game is. But we have to come together. And that's what tonight is about. We've had a rough week, some of us. Some of us at jobs we don't like, jobs we're ready to leave. This is our time to let all of that go and start the weekend off fresh. And when you think that you have nothing to be thankful for, if you woke up this morning, that means that you had another chance and another day. What you do with that chance and that day is your choice and yours alone. God gave you the option. Look around you. Walk outside. It's going to be 80-some-odd degrees tomorrow. After all these days of snow, I'm going to go outside and count every blade of grass I can see just because. Just because. And I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Yes.
Just because. You know, some people might say, well, I can't afford this, you can't afford that. You know what? Some things don't cost anything. Go outside and feel the warmth of the sun on your face and say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's priceless. That's
Amen.
Priceless. It's priceless. It's the little things that mean the entire world. So don't sit in silence. Share your testimony. We're not going to be here until 11 o'clock tonight. But share your testimony. That's what this is about. Don't sit in silence because God did not birth you to this earth for you to be silent. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to pass along his message. He wants you to share your testimony. And in your time, when you're ready, we will be here. We will be here. We're always a text message away. You can send us an email, but we are here. You can call us. And for those of you who are hearing about the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement for the first time, several ways you can register and get involved. We are the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group on Facebook. Or if you'd like the information on registration, text the word HOPE to 202-618-2556, and I will be sure to get all of that information out to you. So, ladies, before we go, any other testimonies, anything you would like to share with our listening audience? Because once again this week, I see you. In the call query, I see you sitting there. And there are some numbers I see you every week. And I would like to say to you that when you're ready to press the number one, we will be here waiting to welcome you and your story and or testimony.
Amen.
And this is our moment of silence to give you that chance. It's almost like altar call at church. I used to think that was the most interesting part when they would do the altar call. Oh, here we go. Hallelujah. Somebody just pressed the one.
Amen.
Caller 4632. Hallelujah. Welcome to Friday Night Faith and Praise. And the button isn't working again. Let's try this again. Here we go. God has this. Caller 4632.
Yes.
Welcome.
Amen. Amen, family. Family, so happy to be here tonight. This is Marcella Moore. Hello,
hey.
Sister Marcella.
Hello there, sister.
A Hello, 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 hello. And I tell you, I'm just delighted to be here. And, you know, I tend to be known for filling in those silent moments. So
you like me, silence is uncomfortable to me.
Okay, so I'm just going to, you know, walk in my filling anointing, that F-I-L-L-I-N-G anointing. And, you know, just greet everybody tonight and say that I'm so grateful to be here. It's been a long, challenging week, but I'm just grateful to God for his goodness and his mercy. And, you know, the thing about joining with you all on Friday nights and even Saturday nights sometimes, it's a time of connection. It's a time of reflection. And most of you know that I do a weekly call every Saturday morning, and I switched over to a new service. And Wednesday night, I decided, I said, well, before I use this new service, I need to test it out. I need to try it out. So I called what I call, you know, determined to be this little testing time, and I did a bonus call, you know, thinking that maybe, you know, five people or so would show up and we can just do this call and I can test the line. And it just came out to be, there are no words that I can express to tell you what happened on Wednesday night for this so-called testing call. And I say that to just confirm what Sister Tina and everybody else has been saying in terms of people are hurting. And, you know, and it's an awesome thing that we have the answer to many people's problems. We have the answer to a lot of the hurt and different things, that because everybody does not have the answer. And we're so blessed and we're so privileged because we've been through some things. And not only have we been through some things, we've come out. You know, and I always think about when Jesus said to Peter, he said, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith fail not, and when thou art converted, to strengthen thy brethren. So basically, for me, that's what my walk is all about. That's what I do is all about. So my whole mindset is changing. When I start going through challenges and I start going through different things, I don't see it as a heavy weight. I see it as an opportunity of growth. I see it as me building my resume and understanding that although this may be heavy and it's hurting right now, I'm going through this because I understand that I'm going to come out. And not only will I come out, I will be able to come out and reach down into the valley or reach down into the low place and be able to pull my sister or my brother up. So I just encourage everybody that even when you're going through stuff, I sit back and I look at my life now. I've been through so much, and sometimes I forget how much I've gone through because I'm still standing. You know, it is just amazing, you know, all the times where we were in situations and you couldn't tell us we weren't going to die. You couldn't tell us we weren't going to make it. There was no hope around. Hope did not show us faith. You know, faith was nowhere around, but God just reached deep down. After he allowed us to go through the process, he reached deep down, and he just scooped us up, and he allowed us to walk through everything that we've been through. I was married for almost 20 years and found myself in a position where I was going to have to raise my children by myself. I was devastated by that, you know, and it was like, I didn't think that I can make it. I grew up with both of my parents. So my mother was there, my dad was there. Even though my dad died young, I couldn't imagine my children's life without their father. But that was not a choice that I made. And when I finally understood that I had no control over what he chose to do, and that God was going to make up the difference, and he was going to be the increase that my children need in their lives, when I made a decision that I would submit to that and just let all of that go, God just did something awesome in the midst of my life and in the midst of my children's life. I've been on the deathbed on several occasions and didn't think that I was going to make it through, but I'm still standing. So, I mean, we all have so many stories to tell, and they're stories not just because we don't have anything else to do or God is bored in heaven and he just doesn't have anything to do. And he said, well, let me create another fairy tale, or let me create another nursery rhyme. Let me create something else just to entertain myself. But we entertain him when we stand fast and we hold fast to our faith and we come out standing tall. And it's, when you come out standing tall, you may be, you know, you may have a twisted foot, a sprained ankle, one of your legs may be broken. It doesn't matter how you come out. The fact is that you come out. And when you come out and you come out standing and just understanding that we survived the process, it's a whole new world out there. A whole new world out there. So just like I said, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed. I could use 6,492 naps, but I tell you right now, I'm just blessed. I'm blessed.
Yes.
I am
blessed. Amen.
So, you know, I just want to, again, encourage everyone, just ride on the, you know, piggyback on everything that everybody is saying, because we are different. We all have different backgrounds. We have different things that we've been through. But in our differences, we are the same. And if I can make it, if C. Maria can make it, if Tina can make it, and Rhonda can make it, Sister Arlene can make it. God has no respect of persons, because they're in the midst of all of us going through. We didn't think that we were going to make it. Those were those times, and I'm not ashamed to say that. You know? So there are times you feel like you're not going to make it, but if you just hold on, just hold on, and not only hold on, open your mouth. Hold on, open your mouth, praise and talk and tell people your story. Because your story has some awesome power in it. And there's somebody just sitting on the sideline hoping and praying and wishing and begging and that you would just come forth, because you have the key to their breakthrough in every way. So,
yes.
That's it. I just wanted to share my little 57 cents. And, you know,
has more money than I did. I just had my little 4 cents. She come with 57.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least you all, we have 57 plus 4. So we have 61
cents.
We have
61 cents now. We're almost there.
If we could do all of this with 61 cents. But hey. God.
Yes.
Oh, so. My goodness. But God. And I tell you, I believe that we, Sister Rhonda may have dropped from the call, but she posted something beautiful in the Facebook chat. Psalms 113. Looks like 11:4. Praise the Lord, you servants of the Lord. Praise his name. May his name be praised now and forever. From the east to the west, praise his name. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord rules over all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Amen and amen. I tell you,
amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. From the east to the west and the north to the south. From one corner of the earth to another. Praise his name. We are so about to embark on something great. So many of you have been following us for these past few weeks, and I tell you, each week we're getting better and better. We're reaching further and further. The Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement has people in almost every state here in the United States and quite a few countries who are coming on board, who are excited to hear the messages. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a story to tell. It's selfish for you to keep it to yourself. And as always, we'll be ending this call, so if you'd like to press that number one, do so. We're going to do as always. Last words from all of our sisters, and then while Sister Marcella's here, she's like the queen of praying in the bunch. Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
You know, each one of us has something that we shine in.
put us all together, we're one of the most brilliant diamonds you will ever see. Each one of us brings a different facet. But I got nothing on Sister Marcella in the prayer category. I can give all the testimony.
Girlfriend, no, she'll pray you under the table.
Okay. Pray me under the table outside. She'll make me lock myself out of my own house. So the
Come on now. Come on now. Ooh-wee. I love it. I love her. And Sister Marcella, tomorrow is Saturday. I will be on the call in the morning. I will not be trying to call you on Sunday. Okay?
She all on the wrong show.
Wrong show. I was just all discombobulated. Okay.
I'm sitting up here thinking, well, where's Sister Tina? Because she's always on my show. Well, she over there on around the corner down the street. On the wrong
I'm waiting for 8 o'clock to get on Sister Marcella's show. That was the day before. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to give her some geranimals or something. So, you know, I have the giraffe day. So when you see the giraffe.
I'm going to blame it on the time zone. I had changed time zones. My watch said one thing, the clock said another. I didn't know what time it was, to tell the truth. I had no clue.
And that's what we need to do. I run the world clocks because I deal with people in all time zones, but we should all get ourselves a world clock or a set of them so we'll know where we are in any given point in time, because I tell you all, the kingdom movement is going on the road, and we'll have to know where we are. Your Sister Tina might be in Europe, and she's 6 hours ahead of me, and I might be somewhere, knowing me, I'd be in some frozen place, and my watch probably won't even work. So... So we'll have to figure out a way to get us all where we'll know where we are and what time zone we are in at any given point in time. So, Sister Marcella, if you could pray us out.
Amen.
Sister C. Marie, if you don't mind, I just wanted to give a shout-out. Starting next week is Holy Week, and I will be the Motivate and Pray will be sponsoring 7 nights of prayer. And we're starting Monday night through Sunday night, and it's 10 o'clock p.m., just 15 minutes of, remembrance and reminding everybody about the time that we will be celebrating on Resurrection Sunday, where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So there'll be different pastors on each night, and it's just a time of, you know, prayer and reflection. And if those of you can make it, you may not be able to do all the nights, but if you can do one night or another night, I guarantee you that you'll certainly be blessed. And it's my hope that even during this time that it will get people in the habit of continuing to pray, even when that's those 7 nights in, that on that eighth night, you know, those people would just remember, you know, it's 10 o'clock, I'm just going to get on my face and just pray just for a moment or two. Because there's definitely power in prayer. And when we get on one accord and we stand in agreement, the power that we have, it gets out of its single state and it joins into its double state and it triples and it just continues to grow. And in its growth, it establishes some awesome things in the midst of our lives, and not only our lives, but our brothers and sisters who are out here on this earth. So I just encourage you all, those of you who can, to just join with me as often as you can for the next 7, starting Monday, 7 days, 7 nights of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, we thank you for this time together. We thank you that we have an opportunity to connect with each other, and not only connect with each other, but even greater connecting with you. You are such an awesome God. You have blessed us. You have kept us. You have directed us, and you have given us guidance even in our lowest moments. When we look back over our lives and we just reflect, and we become just like the children of Israel when they said, "If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be?" And because you have been with us, you made a covenant with us a long time ago. And that covenant said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we thank you tonight, God, even as we connect together on this call and everyone has shared and we've dropped some awesome seeds in the midst of the soil that is listening, in the midst of the hearts of those who are listening tonight. We pray that every word that was released, oh God, would drop onto the good soil and it would be cultivated. And your power, your strength, your mercy, all that you are, God, will just be upon every word and allow it to grow and strengthen your people like never before. God, you love us. You love each and every one of us. And it is your desire that we walk in the fullness of who you created us to be. You created us in your image. You created us in your likeness. And it is your will that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. So as we move throughout this night, God, I thank you for sweet sleep tonight. I thank you for bringing your people into a place of rest, that we would trust you, that our faith in you would be increased in another level, God, that all that you are would be manifested upon our lives, that we would stand fast and hold on regardless of what we're going through. We would hold on to your unchanging hand, knowing that you got us in every way. We pray for our children. Oh God, we pray for our sons and our daughters and our grandparents and our nieces and nephews, all of those who are connected to us, oh God, all of those we love, we lift them up this night in the name of Jesus, and we speak the very life of God unto them this night, and we thank you, God, that by your Spirit they shall rise up and walk in the fullness of who you created them to be. And Father, we thank you for even this the Friday night time of praise. We thank you for just having your way Friday after Friday and being with us and allowing your grace and mercy to just dwell in the midst of this time. I ask that you touch C. Maria and Sister Tina as they continue on, God, doing what you have called them to do. And I thank you that this time is an avenue, oh God, of greatness, and that your hand shall always be seen, that there is not a call that will come, that your glory will not be manifested. So we thank you, God, just for the unity tonight. We thank you for the oneness. We thank you for keeping us close to your bosom and allowing your Shekinah glory, oh God, just to be loose upon us like never before. We thank you that we're blessed going in and we're blessed coming out and we're up and we're not down and we shall be lenders and not borrowers. And whatever we put our hands to do is blessed this day. We know that as we continue to seek your kingdom, that you will cause all things to be added unto us. And we stand on that very word tonight, God, saying thank you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we seal this prayer in praise. We seal this prayer saying thank you for your perfect will being done in our lives tonight. And we thank you that everything that the enemy meant for evil shall be turned for our highest good this night in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree by your Spirit that we are victors and we are more than conquerors because you loved us. And we stand as ambassadors this night, ambassadors carrying your word, carrying your will, and being life givers and speaking life unto everyone we come in contact with, God. So we say thank you right now, and we thank you for your Spirit, oh God, that Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth, directing us in every area tonight. So we love you, and we thank you, Father. We say amen, we say amen, and we say amen. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Father.
God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
If you don't believe, you come back and listen to these testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You got any doubts? You woke up this morning, and if you wake up tomorrow morning, those doubts should be erased. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So I just want to thank you all for joining us. Something wonderful is coming, ladies and gentlemen. There's a movement coming. You don't believe? You better wake up. Take the blinders off. Something wonderful is coming. But you might miss it. Because you're allowing Satan to give you that beautiful pair of sunglasses where you can't see a millimeter of an inch in front of you. You can't go anywhere if you don't see. Wake up, people. Speak up. Speak your truth. Shame the devil. Speak your truth. My sisters, as always, I love each and every one of you. Our time together is such a blessing. For those of you who have been following me, you know, for the last few weeks, my heart and my lungs have been giving me a terrible time. But I tell you, God said, my child, I have something for you to do. So once again, I couldn't go back to that beautiful place I saw last year. There's no doubt in my mind. The great I am has me. Even in my darkest moment. Before I had all of the riches of the world, I had the wealth, I had the money. The world was my oyster. But now, I have riches beyond compare. Because I have my faith. I have the love and the forgiveness of the great I am. And that's priceless. It's not a diamond that I can wear, not a fancy car, fancy watch, nothing. Doesn't matter how many digits I have in the bank. It cannot compare to the love of the great I am. That's it, ladies. We've had a mighty, mighty prayer. Do you have any closing words?
Well, this is Sister Tina, and I just want to thank everybody, those who hit that number one button and spoke up and reached out with their testimonies. And I bless those who were just listening. My prayer is that something is resonating in your spirit. If you don't share with us tonight, if you haven't shared with us tonight, share a part of you with somebody. Let them know that no matter how far down the scale you have gone, you can get back up. The Bible talked about when he told the little girl, get up and walk. Go get you something to eat. Okay? He went all the way there with her. Get up and go eat. You know, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've gone through, there is still hope as long as there's an ounce, a milliliter of breath in your body. You can forgive someone. Call someone and just tell them you forgive them. Because without looking for anything in return, because they might not accept it, but you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you. Okay, call somebody and tell them that you love them. A lot of people don't know how to say those words. I know I've got family members that when I tell them I love them, they choke because they can't say it back to me. You know, they don't know how to say it. And then I have to look, well, where did they come from? Did anybody ever tell them that they love them? Probably not. Because we're in a society of
giving material things. The kid's getting the tennis shoes and the Nikes and the designer clothes and,
yes,
you know, all of these Xboxes and all these electronic things, but they're not getting any love. They're not getting hugs. Hug somebody. Don't go out tonight and hug nobody. It's late. But wait till tomorrow. Go out when you go out. If you're going shopping, wherever you're going, give somebody a hug. Oh, my God, today was glorious. I'm standing in the line at Walmart, and this guy walked around me to give somebody else a hug. And I said, excuse me, I want one, too. And he gave me the biggest happy hug. I mean, a big old dude. And he smiled and I smiled. I said, that's what I'm talking about. You know, don't be selfish with them hugs. Come on, I want one too. He thought I had lost my mind. But I was real. I'll ask for a hug in the line anywhere. But, yeah, tell somebody you love them. Sometimes all you got to do is give them a smile.
Yes.
You know, they say a smile is just a frown turned upside down. And make a effort. Sometimes I have to make an effort to smile. Sometimes my day in life is just beating me down. I don't realize that I'm not smiling. So I have to make an effort to turn that frown upside down. And it makes you feel better. It makes you feel better and those around you, like, okay, now maybe I can smile too. Maybe it's not that bad. So just love on somebody. That's the bottom line. Just give some love to somebody. Show them the love of Christ. A lot of people don't want to go to church. They don't want to talk about God because we walk around talking to each other saying that we love God, but are we showing it? Are we showing it? Are we really?
Exactly.
So just love on somebody. Tomorrow, make an effort to find three people that you don't know and tell them, God loves you and so do I. And just walk away. And just walk away. Okay? If they don't feel better, you will. Okay? So just love. Just love. Thank you, everybody, for being on the show tonight. See, Maria, I just want to say, God loves you and so do I. Okay? See, I told you it'll make you smile. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Everybody in this room, God loves you, and so do I. I'm just blessed. I'm so happy. I'm like, I'm going to put my Snoopy dance. I'm dancing like Snoopy tonight. I'm happy. You know, anytime I haven't had a job since September, and all of my bills are paid. And then the job that I left calls me back because they telling me how valuable I am. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm better than blessed.
Woo. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Ooh, stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. This is Arlene.
I just want to say thank you once again, ladies. And, Tina, I understand. I love you ladies, too. I have to get that out there because tomorrow might be too late. So I better say it today. Because we don't know about tomorrow, but I certainly can tell you right now that I love each and every one of you from the depths of my heart because we know that God said he is what he is love. And if Jesus loves us, you know that song, Jesus Loves the Little Children of the World? We used to sing.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. He loves us. And we're still his children. So if he loves, I got to love too. So I love each and every one of you. And I just thank you for opening up your heart in that prayer. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
That prayer. Oh, gosh. Heaven was touched tonight. Heaven was touched tonight. So I just love you, ladies, and I just thank you so much for what you're doing and opening up your heart and pouring your heart out and inviting others to come along. Thank you so much, and I love you. And this is Arlene just signing off.
All right, Sister Arlene.
I love you too.
We're so
yes,
happy.
I do. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Love you.
Love you all. Big hug. I used to say that with my grandchildren. They know that Grandma Pumpkin is giving them this big hug. No matter where we are, just know that you are loved and you got that big hug.
Amen.
So again, as always, oh my goodness, everyone, as I said, from all of us, a movement is coming. If you'd like to get involved, you need the information on where to register, and it's free. This is our time to pay it forward. We're paying it and praying it forward. It's our time now. Don't you feel as though you deserve to be happy? You deserve to heal? We're here to help you along that journey. Each one of us is prepared to share our fire. Happy to be with God, but God. So with that said, you know what? We're just going to just say goodnight. And I'm going to give you all a few minutes of quiet so that you can reflect and let it go. You didn't have to press the number one. Some of you are here every single week. So that means that obviously you're getting something that you need. So for us, hallelujah. Well done. We'll see you back here next week. So ladies, as we already said, I love you all. And we're just going to kind of sign off and let each and every one of you have that moment to reflect. This is this quiet time. Consider it your time with the great I am. With that said, be well, be blessed. I pray each and every one of you enough and just continue to pay it and pray it forward. For all of my sisters, I'm C. Maria Wall. Thank you so much for joining Sister Tina Hobson, Sister Arlene, Sister Rhonda, Sister Marcella. Thank you for joining all of us here on the Friday night faith and praise service. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
God is an awesome God. With that said, good night, everyone.
Good night,
I hope
everybody.
You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your quiet time with the great I am.